I am not a rock. I have a mouth. I have a voice. I can speak. A rock is an inanimate object. It's lifeless. It has no mouth. It cannot speak. But sometimes I act like a rock. I do not speak up when I should. I do not say the things that I ought to say when I ought to say them. I am sometimes silent as a stone. When Jesus came into Jerusalem, he sent two of his disciples ahead of him to find a donkey so that the prophecy of Zechariah would be fulfilled. Behold, your king comes to you seated on a donkey, humble, on a donkey, on the colt of a donkey. And so the two disciples found the donkey in a little village and took him. They put their cloaks on this little donkey and so that Jesus could sit on them. And more of the disciples began to lay their cloaks on the road so that the donkey could walk on the cloaks as he came into Jerusalem with Jesus on his back. And the whole multitude of the disciples, it says, I'm not sure what a multitude is or how many, but it sounds like a lot of people. The whole multitude of disciples began shouting out, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." It was a joyful little parade that came into Jerusalem that day. And there was a crowd watching. Some of the people were coming and going, doing their business. Some of the people were hanging out around the gates of the city to see what was going on. Some of the people who saw this little parade enjoyed it, and they even joined in with it and raised their voices too. Some of the people held back. They weren't sure. They kept silent. And some of the people were skeptics and kept silent. And included among the skeptics were some of the Pharisees, who were cynical and caustic. They sat there with their arms folded and their brows lowered, watching Jesus come in. I don't know who I would be if I were in that crowd of people outside the gates of Jerusalem. Perhaps I would be one of those who joined in the parade and followed the disciples. Or maybe I would be one of those who sat back in the crowd and waited and kept silent. Every day we have opportunities to witness to our faith in Jesus Christ, but it's not easy. We live in a world that is so polarized that it is hard to speak about matters of politics and religions without driving people further apart than they already are. It's not a welcoming environment for matters of faith. Psalm 137 comes to mind. How can we sing the Lord's song in an alien land? Many of us are tongue-tied when it comes to matters of our faith. We feel we should witness to our faith in Jesus Christ, but it's hard to find the right words and the right circumstances when we can do it. We want to be with the disciples praising God and being joyful, but we're not sure. And so we stand back in the crowd and we keep silent. The procession comes up the road, and as Jesus and the donkey pass the Pharisees, they say to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." And Jesus turns and he says to them, "I tell you, if these were silent, even the stones would shout out." What Jesus knows is that nothing can stop the message of the disciples. Oh, you can shut them up, you can drag them off, you can even kill them, but nothing will stop the message of Jesus Christ. You can never stop the praise of God. Don't the Psalms say that even the trees of the wood will shout for joy before the Lord when he comes? And the prophet Isaiah said, "The whole earth is full of the glory of God." You cannot stop the praise of God from being lifted up The whole universe proclaims the glory of God, and we see God everywhere. Even the stones cry out. In the epistle today, Paul says that Jesus appeared in human form, and he became humble and obedient to the point of death, even on a cross. And therefore, God exalted him and lifted him up and gave him the name above all names, so that every knee might bend and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. In other words, there is nothing that can stop the spread of the gospel. It is unstoppable. Have you ever planted a bulb in November and waited for it to come up? It doesn't matter whether you plant it in good soil or bad soil or under a rock. That bulb is going to send up that shoot, and it's going to come up into the air, and it's going to make a blossom for the glory of God. You ever seen a weed coming up in the cracks of the sidewalk? That's how unstoppable the gospel of God is. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know when that's going to happen. It may not happen until we're all in heaven and we all see the truth. But it's going to happen. It's hard for me to witness to my faith in Jesus in the world. But it helps me to know that it's not all up to me. Whether I speak or whether I'm silent, nothing will stop the good news of Jesus Christ. I am not a rock. I have a mouth. I have a voice. I can speak. And may my voice and all of our voices be lifted up to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ. And may every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Amen.
Amen.